Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Thursday. It's a wonderful Thursday. Going to be beautiful outside. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he's in his spot. Jim Colony, he's got the day off. He's got rooked into a gigantic golf match today, so he takes a day off to go play golf, which
rooked
is great.
Rooked into it.
There is that. Good morning to you, Chris. How was everything?
It's great. How you doing?
I am great, and okay. I have found something for the pre-show. I actually stumbled upon this last evening.
Okay.
Sometimes you wonder if things are real or if things are created in order to give you a better story. Now, we went over this. Do you remember? And she doesn't work there anymore, is my understanding. Natalie Bensavenga. Remember, she used to work at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and
do that
sort of self-help column, or you would allegedly. And I believe it, that you would solicit sort of topics, questions, quirks, things in your life.
Advice. Things,
yeah. And she would attempt to make your life better by answering. And I mean, there was stuff that was off the wall.
Like a localized Dear Abby, kind of.
Localized Dear Abby, correct. Some of them were crazy. My mother is widowed and has been. My father died 15 years ago. She's recently started dating a much younger man who she found out is a swinger. Should she still date him, and should she be involved in the lifestyle, or where should she take it from here? Because she seems to want to, and I want to distance myself from this.
Right. All of a sudden, it turned into savage love.
It was just wild, and you wondered if it was real or not. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no reason to doubt Miss Bensavenga, but it was like, come on, you're getting these many every week. I turned to the Trib today. Rob Owen, who has a long, sordid history with Paul Zeiss over a piece of pizza. I've told that story before.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Come and take it off me if you want it. You can have it back, Paul said to him. Rob being all of probably 5'6", 111 pounds.
Paul Zeiss always about the de-escalation of the situation.
Yes, as he's chewing pizza, saying, if you want it back, you could come take it off me. You can have it. Anyway, question alleged via Twitter.
Okay.
To Rob Owen. And the news is on right now, the Channel 4 news, so we're an audience for this in the morning. This is a true question, allegedly.
I saw this. Go ahead.
I've noticed Kelly Sasso is no longer wearing her wedding ring. What's the scoop on this? From Michael via Twitter. Okay. Now, here's the thing. I know some people who know Kelly Sasso's husband.
Okay.
And there's no scoop on this. Now, first of all, and then she goes on to answer, do you believe this to be a real query to him, to Rob Owen, or is this made up to make a story?
I could see somebody sitting there watching their news every morning, and they watch Channel 4, and somehow they notice that little detail, and they're like, I wonder what's happening with that.
See, I see it. If it is true, I see it as some guy saying, wow, Kelly Sasso's hot. What's her story? I got a chance with her if she's not wearing her wedding ring. Honestly, that's the way I see it. If, in fact, it's true. Answer.
Good luck with that.
Rob writes, don't get too excited, Michael. And then a quote from Miss Sasso. Mrs. Sasso, I'll have you know, still, via email. I am still very happily married to Nicholas Sasso, my husband of almost 10 years. The truth is this. I have never liked the feeling of wearing jewelry, including rings. I should have told Nick that before he proposed. We could have saved some cash. About the only embellishment I can tolerate are earrings because I can't feel them. The final straw for me was COVID. I was taking my rings off constantly to wash my hands. It became too much of a pain. Lucky for me, Nick is very secure and understanding as a husband. End quote. Now, Rob writes, he continues, I appreciate Sasso's game response. For the record, I'm not wild about prying into TV anchors, reporters, in their personal lives, except when it's related to something that impacts what viewers see on air. Ergo, an MIA anchor, a pregnancy, an injury, or in this case, a wedding ring, etc. He's not wild about it, but let me send her an email and ask her about her wedding ring.
It's his duty, right? His journalistic duty.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Then he goes on to field another question.
Okay.
I really enjoyed the 7:30 p.m. news on KDK with Megan Schiller. It was not just a rehash replay of news stories already aired, but had interesting feature stories and great interviews. Megan was wonderful. So where's she been for almost 3 weeks? Sharon from Mount Washington. Rob writes, Schiller posted to her Facebook account last week that she took some time off to spend with her Marine husband following his deployment to Syria and Iraq. TV news anchors get vacation time, too. Then Kay writes via email.
Okay.
He's not into prying into personal lives, by the way. But here's now the third one. What happened to forecaster Daniel Dozier, DJ Dozier, I called her, because she was very versatile, on Channel 11? I just noticed a new TV ad showing Scott, Steven, and Jessica, but not Danielle. Did she move on? Also, why is Kristen Emery still working from home? And did Mary Hours have her baby?
These questions.
I mean, those are real questions, allegedly. Allegedly. Then he goes on to answer that. Hours gave birth to Wally, her baby, on March 28th. She'll be back on air in KDK in August, yada, yada, yada. Emery traveled and shows she's got a quarantine. Do you believe this is all true? Everyone that he gets.
Oh, I believe that
there
are that there are people that are genuinely way too interested in the personal lives of people that they see on TV, like local TV news people. They're just, I guarantee there's really a lady named Sharon in Mount Washington who parks her butt on a couch every single night to watch that Megan Schiller edition of the news at 7:30.
Which is good, by the way.
Yeah, no, it is
a good show.
Her, Ray Petalin, they do a great job. But she parks her butt on the couch to watch it because she doesn't like Wheel of Fortune for some reason. She only watches Jeopardy, so she flips back over to watch this at 7:30. And she's, where's Megan Schiller? And she just had, you know what? I'm writing a letter to the Trib.
Owen.
Yeah, I'm writing a letter to the Trib. I want to know what's going on.
I guess. I'm skeptical if all of them are true. I'm skeptical. I think some of them might be, but I'm skeptical. And I'm not here to sully the journalistic integrity of Rob Owen, although I'm all right by it. But because he doesn't even live in Pittsburgh. At least that was my understanding.
Oh, yeah?
He lived in like the Pacific Northwest, the last I knew.
What?
Uh-huh. I don't know if that's still true, but he did. He didn't even live in Pittsburgh, and he was the local TV news reporter. I found that to be odd.
That's
really odd.
That's interesting.
Uh-huh. He did for a long time, then he moved.
Hmm.
Yes. But you believe all of these? You don't believe them to just be made up for fodder? Because how would his editors know? If he was just like, hey, I got this via email.
I mean, it's the same thing as back in the day when I was a kid working Top 40 radio. I mean, if you didn't have like a juicy advice kind of question from somebody... There were prep services that would give you these faux scenarios, or you just make one up, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's theater of the mind, ultimately, but this is not theater of the mind. It's a media column. So, I don't know. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Okay. We've got to monitor this, like, for a couple weeks, though,
and
see how where it goes.
When did he move over to the Trib? I missed that,
about,
too.
Like, a couple years ago.
Oh,
year
really?
Ago, a couple years ago. Yeah. So he did that, but yeah, I just watch the news to watch the news, and it's different because we know some of these people kind of personally. So they're just people who happen to be on TV that we know that are really good people in most cases. And so that's what it is. Like, I've never thought to look, and I don't know Kelly Sasso. Like I said, I know people who know her husband, but I've never thought to look at her hand and be like, oh my gosh, here's my chance. Kelly Sasso, she ain't got a ring on. So I don't know. People do get wrapped up in the news anchors, huh?
Yeah. Look, my brother-in-law, and God love him, he was a city cop his entire adult life, served in the armed forces. He's a wonderful human being. Helps me fix the car when the car needs fixed. Just great. Had us over for Father's Day.
He loves Lynn Hayes Freeland, doesn't he?
He just loves the news.
Yeah,
I mean,
just
from
so
4 o'clock, from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock, that's it. Every single day. And if he's
now I'm starting to believe it.
If he doesn't watch it, he feels like he's missing. You know how, and they will. They'll replay the same stories. Look, because they're not counting on somebody.
Yeah.
Much like we don't count on somebody listening to all 4 hours and 20 minutes of the show every day. They're not counting on anybody sitting there watching all 3 hours of the afternoon news every day.
Now you talk me. So, I'm starting to believe it. Because my Aunt Deb will like text me. She'll be like, you know, you see Heather, she got a haircut. Or so, you know, like, I'll see.
And it's like, what are you talking?
And she knows her. She knows her daughters know her and grew up with her and stuff. Yeah. But she'd be like, you know, I don't know about that bracelet with Heather. I think they're making her wear that because she'd never wear that bracelet.
See?
Yeah, stuff like, so maybe there are more people like that.
There are more Aunt Debs
and
Mark Davises in the world than there are people, or more than we'd like to believe.
My Aunt Deb will give straight up hardcore like evaluation. She should be Raw Bowen because she'll be like meteorologist over the weekend that is not named on whatever station. That guy stinks. I don't know how he got the job. I listened to him for 90 seconds. He didn't tell me if it's going to rain or not. Ain't that his job? Why is he on there?
And Deb,
you know,
coming out against the fill-in weatherman.
She'll say straight up, like, you know, I don't know. She's getting a little chubby.
Oh, my God.
About somebody. Like, straight away. But, I mean.
Aunt Deb rolls through the hood with the windows down and the system up.
Or, you know, they ain't make them like they made Edie Tarbox and Joe DiNardo and stuff. They would just be professional. I don't need another story about fireworks. But the more I think about it, then maybe this Rob Owen stuff is true, where there are a lot of people that are just enveloped by the news.
Yes.
People.
Yes. And look, there's plenty of people that don't give whatever's behind, but there's more than you would like to believe.
Old people.
That are all in on, oh, he seems like such a nice guy.
Yeah.
Why, I didn't know. He yells at people at his kids' hockey games? Why would he do that?
I know, man. Yes. But it's
he's
no
so
nonsense
cute.
Weather.
He's got that little dimple.
Yes. Oh, man.
Look at those. I don't understand why they got rid of him. And now I get up early and watch the news on weekends just to see his face.
I'll tell you one thing that confuses the hell out of my Aunt Deb is Schumer's role. She can never figure, because one day he's out and he's with PennDOT with like a fluorescent smock on.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next day he is on the desk doing some like Consumer Reports story.
Right.
Then
he's filling in for Highfield right now.
Yeah, now he's on the desk filling in for Highfield anchoring.
And then he'll be over by the big screen, you know, where they kind of wave and touch the screen and all that.
She's blown away. And then I told her one time that Burnett drives a motorcycle, which he does. John Burnett.
Yes.
She was blown away by that. She's like, get out of here. Get out of here. So, yeah, so now I guess I do kind of believe it.
Yep.
Yeah.
There it is.
She, you know,
where's Mary Ours? She have that baby.
Who has a kind of a bad boy sort of love to him from the middle-aged ladies? Gaudotti.
Sort of. They find those old Marine Corps photos,
love.
And they're like, ooh.
Yeah, I know. He's cute.
Ross Gaudotti had it in the 80s. Look at that.
Like, he's like a towny bar sort of guy attraction, like a little edge to him that they like. They like Ross Gaudotti.
South Park badass.
Yeah, and they all just crack up.
I want him to fix my snowblower, you know what I mean?
I know. They all crack up at Holden, though, which I find.
My wife is
in love with Mike Holden.
Did you see his response this morning? So Jim Loke, old friend,
uh-huh.
Jim Loke, who's down in D.C. now.
Let's talk about Kuzma, right?
Yes. So, well, it started with Holden tweeting out a story about how Pittsburgh public schools are looking for bus drivers. There's a bus driver shortage. And so Loke responded with, hey, there used to be a guy who would come straight to the noon news from driving the morning bus.
Uh-huh.
You might want to, have you considered a bus driver's license, Mike? And Holden's response was, something to the effect of, he tried parking on the North Shore last week, straight in, not like a parallel parking situation, and hit the curb so hard it looked like somebody had slashed his tires.
Oh, good stuff. They are looking for school bus drivers, hence the story. I remember harking back to the story when I saw the Tigers fans walking around PNC Park, and there were two kids hanging out. Hey, yo! And they just yelled F you as loud as they could. Oh, goodness. So, anyhow, yeah, news. Kelly Sasso, yeah. She's still married, so. Yeah. Hold your horses,
yeah.
Pal.
Just get to the back of the line.
Yes. Jeff Hathorn, he joins 7:30. Jeff Schwartz, two Jeffs spelled a different way at 7:30 and at 8 o'clock. And then Jason Mackey at 9. We got lots to get into. Good morning to you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.